A battery electric school bus workshop at the Rocky Mountain Institute last Friday featured presentations by Boulder Valley School District, Holy Cross Energy, and five school bus manufacturers. Representatives from various Colorado school districts attended the workshop to learn about the potential benefits of electric buses. I spoke with Reagan Mahaffey, Assistant Director of Transportation at Aspen School District, about some of these benefits.
From being a vehicle-to-grid type system or a vehicle-to-building, where you can start using these buses more than just transportation, but also as bringing charges and selling electricity and charges back to the grid, or utilizing it, especially after the fire. This is really where the conversation started. Having a mobile fleet that could go charge and then bring those charges back to generators during emergency situations.
Other benefits discussed at the workshop included reduction of diesel emissions and lower maintenance costs. But participants also highlighted barriers such as the high price of new electric buses.
They're over $300,000, which is about $200,000 more than a typical diesel bus would cost. So what we need to look at is it being feasible and realistic for our district. So if there's opportunities for us to get funding to decrease that cost where it's more affordable for our district, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities for our district to pursue it.
State funding for electric buses will be available October 1st, funded by the Volkswagen emission cheating scandal. Holy Cross Energy has also expressed interest in financing the cost of the bus batteries, thus owning the battery as part of their grid. For KDNK, I'm Lucas Turner.